From recent discoveries made by two of NASA's great observatories comes new insight into how stars are created. Large nebulas scattered all around our galaxy act as incubators for newborn stars to ignite and grow. However, astronomers still face questions as to what exactly causes a star to light up. Hello, I'm Mark Halu.
The Spitzer Space Telescope podcast is part of a series highlighting recent discoveries in infrared astronomy. It's produced by NASA's Spitzer Science Center at the California Institute of Technology in Pasadena. The Spitzer mission is managed by NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
While nebulas are certainly some of the most beautiful structures in space, they are also the center of stellar life. Astronomers still have questions about what internal or external forces can trigger the formation of a star inside of a nebula. With the help from two of NASA's great observatories, the Chandra X-ray Observatory and the Spitzer Space Telescope, researchers have been able to take a great step forward in solving the puzzle of star formation. In order to learn more about these triggers, astronomers looked towards the Cepheus B Nebula. Located about 2,400 light-years from our solar system, Cepheus B consists of primarily hydrogen clouds. In and around these large clouds, the stars range from a few million years old to less than a million years young. This wide spectrum of stellar age is very important because it gives astronomers the opportunity to see how the environment that these stars are growing up in may also have affected their creation. There are several theories to explain star formation. One is that gravity gets the upper hand inside the nebula, causing massive cloud structures to eventually collapse back into themselves. The increased pressure then triggers stars to ignite. The other two theories mainly rely on an external force as the trigger for a nebula's collapse. The first theory is that when a nearby star goes nova or supernova, the immense shockwave created would gather up and compress the dust and gases of a nearby nebula, forcing a gravitational collapse and potentially creating hundreds of new stars in the process. The second theory is that if there were a large star nearby, the amount of radiation being generated would cause the dense interior of a nebula to compress and ignite, while blowing away the lighter exterior. Konstantin Getman from Pennsylvania State University, one of the lead astronomers of this new research, has said that previously, astronomers had thought that radiation or nova triggers were a relatively rare occurrence. This general consensus was because these specifically triggered formations had only been seen in a very small nebula population of only a few dozen stars. But these new results, Getman and his colleagues admit, are showing these previous beliefs to be likely wrong. The Cepheus B Nebula is at such an orientation that it gives astronomers a first-rate view into the processes that are triggering the star's creation. With the Chandra X-ray Observatory, astronomers are primarily able to see young stars in and around the nebula. These stars are easily viewed because they have very turbulent interiors, creating strong magnetic fields, which in turn create strong X-ray signatures for Chandra to view. With the Spitzer Space Telescope, astronomers are able to get a closer look at these young stars inside the cloud, specifically in order to see if they have formed orbiting clouds of dust and gas. These clouds, known as protoplanetary disks, only exist around these very young stars, enabling astronomers to better determine the age of any particular star. The findings from this combined study show that the new stars born in the Cepheus B Nebula are mainly being triggered by one massive star that resides outside of the main cloud. The radiation generated by this star is causing waves of star formation across the entire nebula, slowly revealing more newborn stars, and results are exactly as what predicted scenarios have shown. Now, thanks to the combined efforts of the Chandra X-ray Observatory and the Spitzer Space Telescope, astronomers have a better understanding of how a nebula's nearby environment can help to create new stars. For the Spitzer Science Center, I'm Mark Halu.
To find out more about this topic, visit our website at www.spitzer.com. www.spitzer.caltech.edu. You can browse our image galleries, read about the latest results, and subscribe to our newsletter. On behalf of NASA's Spitzer Science Center, thanks for listening.